USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 27 people were killed and 30 injured in a Russian missile strike at a railway station in the Donbass region, used to get refugees out of harm's way. A Ukrainian official said the Russians knew evacuations had been going on the site since February 26, and that thousands of civilians are there every day. Japan will expel 8 Russian diplomats and officials due to the war in Ukraine. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ono said at a press conference on Friday the diplomats are from the Russian embassy in Japan. U.S. Marshals in the Southern District of Iowa are reporting a Des Moines survivalist who faked his own death and fled the state to avoid a trial on alleged child pornography charges in 2016 is back in custody. U.S. Marshals found and arrested 28-year-old Jacob Greer in Spanaway, Washington. Spanaway is about a 20-minute drive south of Tacoma. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Two men have been arrested trying to infiltrate the Secret Service.
The FBI has arrested two men for allegedly impersonating federal officers and 4 U.S. Secret Service members, including an agent assigned to protect First Lady Jill Biden, were put on leave. The men attempted to use their false affiliation with federal law enforcement to integrate themselves with Secret Service agents. The FBI said the two men provided Secret Service members with rent-free apartments and other expensive items. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It should be noted one of the men arrested had ties to Pakistani intelligence and was found with multiple Iranian visas. The two were conducting their devious work just a mile from the Capitol and 3 miles from the White House. A federal jury convicted a former University of Kansas professor by the name of Franklin Tao of hiding his ties to the Chinese Communist government. 50-year-old Tao was convicted on Thursday of 3 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of making false statements. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
14 states have now joined the movement to block transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News talks about her state being the latest to join in with legislation.
Well, and Title IX, too, right? I mean, that's out there as well. But I was a competitive swimmer growing up, and I want to know where the feminists are now, right? There are women that are now forced to compete against biological men, whom have an unfair physical advantage in many cases when it comes to sports. And so states, I believe the government closest to the people is the government that governs best. And so states should have a say in education and how athletes are handled and treated in that regard. If the federal government isn't going to do anything that makes sense, then from a common sense perspective on this issue, I trust the states to make that decision for parents and families and students, and they're doing that around the country today.
Yeah. An asteroid moving at 35,000 miles per hour came within 79,000 miles of Earth, or about one-third the distance between the moon and the Earth. Near encounters like the GN1 asteroid flyby offers scientists a chance to learn more about space rocks. NASA is testing their theory to see whether impacting an asteroid will change the direction and speed of it, which could be applied in the future to objects that pose a threat to Earth. Major League Baseball is underway, as opening day is now in the history books. I'm Lance Pry, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.